You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 205. And in today's show, I'm going to talk a little bit about how direct sales is a great alternative to corporate jobs, and especially for women, and some of the reasons that go into that. It's kind of a follow-up to the last episode, show number 204. So make sure you listen to that one at jackyelmer.com/204 if you haven't. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm Jackie Elmer and I love having you here. Whether you're a first-time listener or you've been with me for a while, I appreciate the time that you're taking to listen in, learn, and hopefully get some information of value that you may want to pass on. You can always share this with your team, with others who may be struggling, and that type thing. My coaching program's open. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach if you'd like to learn more about taking your business to the next level. Sometimes it's just as simple as a couple of sessions to really help you hammer out that business plan, that action plan, help you work beyond a mindset block that's holding you up, develop some success language, learn what to say to people, those type things. So we can work out a program that fits for you. streetsmartwealth.com/coach. Okay, today's program, today's show is focused on why direct sales is a nice alternative to a corporate job. I'm trying to refrain from calling it corporate America because I want to apologize up front because I have a lot of international listeners and, you know, those of us in the States, we tend to think that the world revolves around the U.S. we are a pretty big country, but nonetheless, I realize that there are others of you out there. So if I slip up and say corporate America, please don't take it personally and just substitute the name of your country in for that. So let's start with why corporate America doesn't work for women, especially men. I don't want to leave you out of that, but I am a woman and can relate to it from the viewpoint of being a mom. And it's largely that corporate America, or the corporate world, sorry, doesn't work for moms. But it, you know, it's kind of interesting. Really and truly, the corporate world is designed to cater to people who can tune out family responsibilities, can have somebody else that can take care of sick kids and that type things for multiple time frames during the day. The corporate world is looking for people largely who can be on a fast track to success, who aren't going to work for a couple of years and then take time off to grow a family and those type things. And even though women have been in the corporate environment for a long time, the corporate environment didn't really change to accept any of the realities that women face in dealing with the multiple things that they're tasked with in having a job and having a family. I mean, let's face it, kids do get sick, parents do age and get elderly, and women very often are the ones that handle most of the responsibility in a household, from cooking, cleaning, and getting all that either done or arranged to be done, to handling the children. And men, I know there are exceptions, so I'm not trying to say that you don't contribute or that you don't share a role in that. I'm not by any stretch, because I will tell you first and foremost that I'm married to a wonderful man who always was very involved in our children's lives and that type thing. But the reality of it is, you know, the bulk of a lot of the details of handling the household still did fall to me. Not that he didn't and doesn't pitch in and do his fair share. He definitely does. But it's just kind of a given that women typically take on that role. So it's interesting. I found a statistic, and you can go to jackieelmer.com/205 for the show notes on where this came from. But this statistic shares that in September of 2013, the amount of women in the workforce matched the lowest that's been recorded in 24 years. And that's not just due to economic reasons. If it were economic reasons, that trend would parallel in men as well. So it makes sense. But specifically, moms feel unsupported by their employers, and they feel pushed out of their careers very often. And in the United States, to specifically cite this example, the United States has one of the worst maternity policies out of all developed countries. We often face that choice. Women face the choice of leaving a newborn or staying home indefinitely. And it's challenging. It definitely is. It's kind of like the corporate world is designed to push women out. And this is not, I'm not trying to do a feminist rant here or anything like that. I'm just really sharing the realities that, you know, punching a time clock is important in the corporate world. And, you know, women often are forced to make a choice between children and their job. It truly is. Children in daycare get sick 8 to 12 times a year. That's the statistic that's published. Sorry, I'm having a hard time with my words today. That's the statistic that's published on this particular blog. And women are 10 times more likely to be the one to stay home with those children when they are sick. And so, as you can see, that makes it very challenging to have a gig in the corporate world as a female. So what happens? Women are looking for alternative work choices. Sometimes they look at the education that they have and it doesn't fit in to doing their own thing. Sometimes the education that they have doesn't allow them to kind of hang their own shingle and do their own thing. So women look at other options. They look at real estate. They look at, you know, other flexible options, and they certainly turn to direct sales and network marketing as well. And so I think it is important that we support that as a choice. Now, in this particular article that shares about this, it was amazing the plethora of negative responses that came down about it. And one particular woman who, you know, really made a big fuss about how wrong it was to show direct sales as an option, that direct sales is not encouraging to women, that there's such a sky-high failure rate and that type thing, and that it's not empowering to women and that type thing. And so what I want to address in this part of the show is what's going to be required of you should you decide to make direct sales your career choice, should you decide to build a You Inc. type business. It's going to require that you are motivated, that you're self-motivated, okay? Now this particular, the comments on this particular article talk about, you know, that huge amounts of inventory are being pushed on people and that type thing. And really and truly, here's the thing, we're all grown-ups here, I hope, okay? And we all control our own checkbook and our own credit card. And hopefully we control our own ability to say yes or no to spending and investing in a business that we're not really prepared to be self-motivated and move forward. It takes self-motivation. It takes a true grit mentality. It takes being more focused on what it is that you want to accomplish than worried about what your friends are going to say about you. It takes a determined outlook and a determined attitude. And as much as anything, it really takes developing a business plan. And this honestly is where so many people drop the ball when they enter direct sales. Every time I sponsor someone into my own business, I ask them to get on the phone with me and schedule a time so that we can lay out a business plan for them. And you know what? Most people truly never take me up on that. Okay, they think they've got it figured out, whatever. And then, you know, many of them just go by the wayside and then say that it didn't work or whatever. No, it's not that direct sales didn't work. It's that you didn't work. Okay, that's the reality of it. Okay, it takes developing a business skill set. It takes committing to personal development. It takes understanding the timeline of success, that direct sales for most people is not going to be the best alternative if you need to make money right now. Unless, of course, you are highly motivated, that you do have that true grit and you're willing to put in the hours that it's going to take to work fast, work hard, and develop that level of success. But most people want to put in 2 hours a week at most to their direct sales business. They want to throw up a few posts on Facebook and then wonder why people aren't buying from them. That's not the way that it works. If you go back and listen to my last show, jackyelmer.com/204, where I talk about how to stay Facebook friendly. Okay, people aren't going to Facebook to be sold to. So, you know, advertising blatantly through your profile page on Facebook is not the way to build a business. So that's the challenge. The challenge is the corporate gig doesn't work for many women, and yet direct sales won't work for many women unless they're willing to work it. So I want to ask you, are you willing to put in the time, develop yourself, and put in that true grit, motivated, sticking, determined mindset that it takes to be successful in direct sales? Because those are the choices that we have today, you know, really and truly. I mean, there's some other things. If you have an education that allows you to do something outside of direct sales, be a coach or a consultant or something along those lines where you can call the shots, that is fabulous and more power to you. And I think that you should do that. But if you're looking to leave the corporate world and you want to do so through direct sales, please understand the mindset and the motivation and the business planning that it's going to take. And know that there are a number of us out there who are willing to work with you and help you achieve those goals. Okay, I would love to help every single person in my organization be successful. And my coaching is open to them for free anytime that they want it. But very few ever take me up on it. And that's just the sad reality. I don't know if they're scared. I don't know what it is. But I wish more people would realize that developing that business plan and committing to it and staying focused on it is the biggest part of what it takes to be successful. If you're looking for some outside coaching beyond that, you're not in my particular company and organization, you can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach, and I share all different options that you have to coach with me and let me help you move you forward in whatever company it is that you've chosen. So I really would love to hear your thoughts. You can send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Let me know, are you working to get out of the corporate gig? Are you working on that through your direct sales business? Have you had specific challenges in the corporate world? Let me know what those are too. And have you had specific challenges in your direct sales business? Let's see what we can do to move you beyond those and get you high flying and high functioning and being successful in direct sales. Because the reality of it is direct sales works if you will work it. Also, if you have a question for the show, I love questions too. So you can send me that in your tweet. And I do love reviews. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, whatever, I would love a review from you if you'll take a few moments and do that. You can go to jackyelmer.com/iTunes, jackyelmer.com/Stitcher. Either one of those will take you right into the platform and you can leave a review. Again, the show notes, jackyelmer.com/205. And if you have comments, you can certainly leave them there. And I would love to engage in a conversation with you about this topic. So that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackyelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.